cheat, we'll catch
you. You are such a piece of crap.
It's the world famous War of the Roses.
Mojo in the Morning.
Mojo in the Morning Show. So we just did a War of the Roses just a few moments ago with a couple who decided that they wanted to do something to make their relationship less boring. And they might have made their relationship go through probably one of the biggest struggles that they'll ever have. And that is, they open themselves up to allowing another person to come into the relationship, come in between them. I thought it was interesting. I just wanted to bring this up, and I'm going to take some calls here from people that have done this whole, you know, free pass thing or freebie thing. I thought it was interesting. So Jules offered this up, and he offered this up, and they both discussed this. Then she, at the last moment, backed out. Just a thought on this one here. I don't think she ever intended on ever thinking that he was going to do this. That's just my thought, just from having conversation off the air. But I think once she backs out, he's got to back out of the whole deal. And I'm not saying that they should do it together. Like, whatever you want to do in your relationship, that's up to you. I don't care. You know, I'm not going in your bedroom. You don't come in my bedroom. But I just really have, you know, kind of a problem with the fact that he still went through with this, even though he knew that she wasn't comfortable with it. And then the other thing is, how do you do this? How do you go about doing it and having your significant other in the same room?
The same house, not the same room. The whole idea blows my mind, but that detail really blew my mind.
Right. Yeah, like, and then what do you do during that case?
Like do you watch Netflix or, like,
I don't know,
do some laundry?
I mean, to give you an analogy that popped in my head right away, if I know that Chelsea's watching the next episode of whatever we're both binge watching as a couple together, I can't let her be in that room binge watching it. You know what I mean? Like, I've got to get in there. So that's your analogy of the Netflix thing works with my analogy of the binge watching. But voice this guy, somebody that has done this whole freebie thing. Crystal, are you there? Is that an alias, by the way, I think?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So did you do this?
So not once, but actually twice. The first time we let someone else come into our relationship, we tried it out. It worked for like a whole month, and then it just didn't work out. And then I caught them in the back of my car at my work. I was a shot girl, and it was awful. Her and I are actually still friends to this day. So
wow, but you're not, but you're not with him anymore?
No. The second time, our daughter was 4 months old. I caught him talking to another girl. I was getting ready to go to out of state for a training for work. And I told him, I said, listen, because I knew I couldn't trust him. And at that moment, I knew that I didn't want to be with him. So I was like, you want this hall pass? It's yours. You got a whole week to do it. Not in my bed. She better not be around our kid at all. And I ended up finding out that our daughter stayed with his mom most of the time. And I said, she better be gone by the time I get back. Bottom line.
Wow.
And it was actually one of our really good friends' sister.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
What was the outcome? Like, so you just let him do his thing, get it out of his system was your hope. Like, what was the outcome of that?
Oh, I left him 6 months later.
Okay.
It took me a little bit to get what I needed, but, like, because I was working and I needed money and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, you know, I couldn't just up and leave when I got back. And so I had to kind of plan it out a little bit. But, yeah, I knew before
Crystal.
Like, when I found out.
So who was the first person that you guys brought in? Was it a stranger?
It was actually a friend of ours.
Both times that you guys did this thing, which I can't believe you did it a second time after such a crazy situation, you know, crazy thing happening the first time. Did you feel like you just weren't enough for him, that you couldn't satisfy him enough, and that's why you had to bring somebody else in?
All the time.
And he made you feel that way, didn't he?
Well, the first time that we had, it was just more or less like it was fun. I had wanted to do it, like, just as bad, and, like, the girl that we had talked to about it, she's like, yeah, I'm totally down. Like, we can definitely try it, but it ended up being, like, she was more interested in me, and the night that I caught them, she was just super drunk.
Oh, boy.
So, it was a really screwed-up situation,
yeah.
But, like, I didn't let that bother me too much. I was just like, whatever, I'm going to let it go. It is what it is, and I knew then that I probably should have left.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I was super young. I mean, this was like 10 years ago.
Would you ever do it again?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I
don't like to share anymore.
Yeah, good.
I've made that very, very clear with my current boyfriend.
Yeah. Where's this guy at these days?
He's still the father of my child. We have a daughter together, but we're civil. It is what it is.
Does he have a relationship?
No, he does not. Not currently.
That's a guy, by the way, that's going to have a hard time finding a relationship because he's always looking for more. You know, he's never satisfied with what he has. And honestly, a lot has to do probably with him not being satisfied with himself. But
yeah, and that's what I thought. He thought he was going to be this big person. And if I say too much, it'll give it away.
Yeah.
Question for you on our couple here, on Jules and Dave. Do you think Dave is still fooling around with this girl? I know he knew that who Shannon was, so the War of the Roses was busted.
I mean, it's kind of hard to say. But, like, he seemed really calm about it. And, I mean, I don't know. Without knowing him personally and knowing how he is as a person and, like, how he acts and reacts, it's kind of hard to say. But I definitely think they need to sit down and, like, really talk about how it made each of them feel and what they need to do. If they want to not be, I guess you could say, a boring couple because they did it because, you know, they didn't want to be boring. Yeah.
My only thing is, once you get a taste of something, do you stop tasting it? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. It's always going to be tempting to go back to that.
I think how he responded to the whole situation just shows how selfish he is because she didn't want to do it, and he still wanted to for himself, you know, to satisfy himself.
Yeah, he should have definitely backed out when Jules, he said, you know, I can't do this. He should have been, well, if you're not going to do it, then I'm not.
Right.
That should have been the initial reaction, in my opinion, because then there's a piece that makes me think, well, so why are you with her if you were going to be just completely okay with her being in another room while you were with another girl? Like, but no.
Hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. I know it's not easy to tell your personal stories on the radio to so many people, but we really feel honored that you would tell it to us because I think it helps the situation here. But Mojo on the Morning Show, War of the Roses.